Welcome back to Pembroke Investigations. Thanks for tuning in as the mystery deepens. This is a serialised audio drama, and as such, you will be better informed by starting at the beginning. So if you haven't listened to episode 1 yet, we advise you to go back and listen to it first. The mystery will still be waiting when you return. If you have listened to episode 1, thank you and welcome back. Last time, Charlie Pembroke arrived in Fort Augustus, where an old friend pulled him into a case involving a stolen artifact. But things got complicated when a missing person turned up on the radar, and then Charlie's hotel room was ransacked. Coincidence? We're not so sure. Today, Charlie starts connecting the dots, but this quiet little town is hiding more than it lets on. So let's dive in, because at Pembroke Investigations, the past never stays buried for long.
Oh, honestly, mate, this has never happened before. Can't believe it. But I'm glad you're all right.
Thanks, Noah. I was told just yesterday that there was practically no crime in the village.
Yeah, it usually ain't. Through a window as well. We heard nothing. Honestly, we want to make it up to you, mate.
Don't worry about it, Noah. It's not your fault.
We've put you in the best room in the inn. We'll also happily pay for anything that was missing. Was it much?
Honestly, Noah, you've done enough. The only thing taken was a letter. Everything was ransacked, but nothing missing, thankfully. Not too many clothes shops in town, so I'm glad I still have my clothes.
A letter?
Yes, the one from Anna.
Oh, strange thing to steal, mate. Any reason why?
It was in an envelope, and they might have thought it had money in it. Not much else to take, to be honest. The window was slightly open earlier, and like most robberies, it was probably just opportunistic. I saw a window slightly ajar and I thought there might be something good. Ended up with a letter.
Lucky you travel light, mate. Marapax as if we were moving house. Would have been one heck of a claim on the insurance if it was us.
Yeah, I don't need much. Anyway, better go. Need to meet the local police, Grace, and give a statement. See you later, Noah.
You can't spend money like that, Noah. For God's sake. We've nearly gone under as it is.
I know.
We've barely made anything since COVID. If this summer doesn't get booked, we're out of a business and a house, Noah. And you're spending on stupid things like that?
I thought it would make you happy. How was I supposed to know it would be such a waste?
A hot tub? What are we gonna do with a hot tub, Noah? It's freezing up here. How are you gonna manage it with the guests? It only fits two. What were you thinking?
I'm sorry. I'll send it back.
Send it back now, Noah. God's sake.
Good morning, Mr. Pembroke. Thanks for gracing us with your presence. Take a seat, sir.
Thanks.
So, you're usually on this side of the table, huh? Guess it's a little weird, but don't worry. I won't bite.
Not for a long time now, ma'am.
Oh, please. You make me sound ancient. It's PC Bennett. For now. Charles, right? Or is it Charlie?
Charlie is fine, PC Bennett.
Great. Let's get this statement done so we can all pretend to be professionals. What happened last night?
Last night, around 9 p.m, I came back to my room at the Tuan Amarv Inn. I just spoke with Noah briefly. Just small talk. Then I went upstairs, the door was locked, used my key, and found the room ransacked. Clothes on the floor, suitcase open and upside down on the bed. The window was open. I know I closed it before I left. Went straight back down to Noah and called the police. I stayed with him until your colleague arrived. I grabbed some clothes, which I'm wearing now, and checked what was missing. The only thing gone was a letter from Anna, the museum curator.
Ah, Anna, of course. Personal letter, or strictly professional?
Not personal. She wanted to hire me. Detective work. Some missing artifact from the museum.
Because we couldn't find it ourselves, I assume? Charming.
I wouldn't put it like that, but yes, more or less.
I'm sure you wouldn't. And that letter was the only thing missing. Are you sure?
Yes. Everything else was just scattered around. Nothing taken. Even the money in the bedside drawer was untouched.
What a considerate burglar. Leave the cash, take the stationery. Any reason someone might go out of their way to steal that letter?
Not really. There was nothing in it of value. Probably just bad luck. The thief thought the envelope had money in it or something.
Uh-huh. You're not worried it was targeted? You did mention Anna, after all.
I don't see why it would be. I'm just a guest here. I don't know anyone. Barely. Tourist robbery, maybe, but it's not like I've got anything else to offer.
Right. Just a stranger passing through. Nothing interesting about that. No enemies, no one who might want a little look at your private correspondence?
No, honestly. Like I said, just a letter. Noah said this kind of thing is rare around here.
Yeah, rare is one way to put it. Fort Augustus doesn't usually offer much excitement in the off-season. Bit of bicycle theft in the summer, lost wallet here and there, but a ransacking, not our style. If it was some random passerby, we might never catch them, but I'll be checking CCTV, asking around. Small town like this, we don't let crime slip through the cracks easily. We're very thorough.
I'm sure you'll do your best. It's just a letter at the end of the day, no real harm done.
Right. Just a letter. From Anna. I'll keep in touch with you at the inn. Got a number I can reach you on?
Sure. Here's my card. Call me anytime.
Oh, I will. Thanks, Charlie.
See you later. Hello, Eleanor.
Mr. Pembroke, I need to talk to you about my son, Jamie. My missing son. Noah told me at the inn. He said you're a detective that you solve cases. You can help me find him, can't you? Please. My missing son, Jamie. He's been gone for a week.
Eleanor. Take a breath.
Just think you can find my little Jamie. He's missing. What if he's in trouble? What if it's my fault?
Eleanor, I might be able to help. We met yesterday. I took a leaflet. But look, I'm not a police officer. I'm a private detective. There are limits to what I can do.
Drugs with friends. I don't care about him. I don't know him like I do.
handle that, Helena. I can ask Grace about the investigation for you, see what I can find out.
Would you do that, Mr. Pembroke? He's my only son. I can't lose him, Charlie. It's just me and him.
Of course. I'm also going up to the Abbey. Jamie worked there, didn't he?
Yes, in the library. He loved it there. He was such a smart boy. Always reading, always asking questions. I should have seen something. I should have known he was changing. He was reading all those books.
I'll ask about him up there and find out as much as I can for you, okay?
Oh, Mr. Pembroke. Oh, Mr. Pembroke, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, Eleanor. And call me Charlie, okay? I have your number from the leaflet. I'll get in touch when I know anything.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you so much. You're an angel. Absolute angel.
I'll be in touch later, Eleanor. Look after yourself, okay?
Thank you again, Charlie. You're an angel. An angel, really.
Good morning, brother. How may I help?
Good morning. My name is Charles Pembroke. I'm here to speak with the Abbot.
Do you have an appointment?
No. I'm sorry. I didn't know I would need one. Is he available?
Wait here.
Interesting welcome.
Come in, Mr. Pembroke.
Thank you.
Wait here.
Good morning, Mr. Pembroke. I am Abbot Alaric, the head of our order. Apologies for the welcome and sorry to be talking to you under such circumstances.
Good morning, Abbot. What circumstances would they be?
Why, our missing helper, Jamie. Hopefully, I can be of some assistance and we can bring him home. Come with me to my office.
Of course. Thank you. I'm not strictly looking to find Jamie. I'm actually here on behalf of the museum.
Oh, that is surprising. How can we help?
Well, just to be clear, I'm a private detective and not a police officer. I was hired by the museum curator, Anna Forrester. I'm looking into a missing amulet that was stolen from the museum shortly before Jamie Sinclair went missing. While there is nothing to suggest he's involved, I'm trying to speak to him because he worked in the museum. I have spoken with Elena Sinclair, and have promised her to ask about Jamie. So if I can find Jamie while investigating the amulet, then that would be the best scenario.
I see. And how can we help you?
What do you know about Jamie? Do you have any idea where he might have gone?
As I said to the police, Jamie has been staying here for about 2 years now. He works mainly in the library along with Brother Ambrose, the librarian, and Father Oswald, his assistant. As far as I know, Brother Ambrose has found him an excellent help. His work is excellent, and he is very keen to learn. He's an asset to the Abbey, always gets involved in our projects and helps out whenever he can. His room is always spotless, and he follows our rules. I haven't spoken to him much in these past 2 years. As I say, he mainly works in the library. His room is in the East Wing, and he has access to a private entrance, so I hardly see him. Running an abbey is busy work, and I'm either working in here or out in the community helping our congregation.
I see. Is it possible to speak with Brother Ambrose and Father Oswald? I would also like to see his room, with your permission.
Of course. The library is at the other side of the abbey, and his room is on the way. The police and Eleanor have been before, and they found nothing suspicious, but you are welcome to have a look. I will have to supervise you, though.
Absolutely. That's very kind. Thank you.
This is Jamie's room, Mr. Pembroke.
Thanks, Abbott. Has the window been open since he left?
We open all of the windows in the morning. It's good to let the air around the place. The abbey can get quite stuffy.
It's very tidy. Has the room been cleaned since Jamie left?
No. Jamie was always excellent at keeping his room tidy. We ask that all guests keep their rooms as tidy as possible. We are quite rural, Mr. Pembroke, and there is always a risk of mice, rats, or ants coming into the building. It has been a problem before.
Do you think I could look in these drawers?
Go ahead, if it helps.
This is interesting. Was Jamie dedicated to your faith?
He is a Catholic and attended our masses. Why do you ask?
Interesting. Did you know he was interested in the occult?
The occult? What are you talking about?
In this journal, there are writings, papers, and diagrams that are occult in nature. The magic circle, the emblem of Thelema, and notes from the Liber Alvel Legis. He seemed to have an interest in the work of Aleister Crowley.
Aleister Crowley? I'm not familiar.
Neither am I. I have no idea who he is. He wrote about him in his journal. But it is interesting. Did you know that Jamie was researching the occult?
Not at all.
I'll finish looking through the rest of the room, if that's all right.
Of course. Take your time, Mr. Pembroke. So, nothing from the room?
Sadly not, Abbott. Although there didn't appear to be any clothing missing, it's hard to tell. He didn't seem to have much.
No, not much at all. We don't encourage materialism, Mr. Pembroke. Perhaps our ways have rubbed off on Jamie. In any case, the rooms are so small that there isn't anywhere to keep anything. Ah, Father Oswald. Where can we find Brother Ambrose today?
Oh, hello, Abbott. Last time I saw him, he was in the back room filing some papers. Should still be there.
Can I help?
Afternoon, Brother Ambrose. We have a visitor, Mr. Pembroke. He is an investigator and had a few questions about Jamie.
Does he have to do it now? Frankly, I'm quite busy, Abbott.
The quicker it's done, the quicker you can get back to your filing, brother. Give to everyone who asked you, Brother Ambrose.
And the hand of the diligent will rule, Brother Abbott. What do you want, Mr. Pembroke?
You worked here with Jamie?
Yes.
Had you worked with him long?
Check his employment record, Mr. Pembroke. Are we done?
Not quite, Brother Ambrose. Do you often encourage staff to read your occult collection? Unusual for a man of Christ.
What are you talking about? I've been dedicated to Christ for my whole life. Who are you to question my faith?
Brother Ambrose, Mr. Pembroke, that is quite enough.
It's just that we have a theft and a missing lad who was heavily into the occult and who worked in a library with you, Brother Ambrose. A man who runs a library with an occult collection.
An occult collection? Mr. Pembroke, come with me. This is our collection, Mr. Pembroke. Not even two shelves of books. We are a Christian abbey, Mr. Pembroke. We have books which go back to the 18th century because of the past of this wonderful building. But we do not encourage the reading of such blasphemous books, nor do we allow access to them.
Who has access to this room?
Myself and the abbot. Jamie never came into this room. Now, I have work to do. Are we done?
For the moment, Brother Ambrose.
Okay, Mr. Pembroke. Let us leave the brother to his important work. Good day, Brother Ambrose, and thank you. Apologies for the brother. He suffers from a condition which causes him pain. He used to be quite charming in his youth. Sadly, he suffers too much, and we cannot do much to help him. He loves his work and sees it as his godly duty.
I'm sorry he's in pain. It can't be easy. But we learned something.
What was that, Mr. Pembroke?
That Jamie may not have learned about the occult here. Do you know if he had many friends outside the abbey?
I never saw him with anyone. He was here a lot of the time. He went home to see his mother, Eleanor, quite often, but I don't know if he had friends in the village.
Can we talk with the other brother?
Father Oswald, of course. Father Oswald, may we have a word?
Of course, Abbot. How can I help?
Mr. Pembroke is an investigator. He is looking into Jamie's disappearance and wanted to ask you a few questions.
Actually, I'm looking into a robbery at the museum. Jamie worked there, I believe.
A robbery? Oh my. Not our Jamie, surely.
I'm not saying that, Father. But I do need to talk to Jamie. But he's missing. And by finding him, I might find out something about the museum.
Sure, sure. How can I help?
Jamie worked here, in the library. Did he have full access to everything here?
Everything? You're asking about the restricted section? Oh no. Only Brother Ambrose and the Abbot have access to our restricted section. There are some very valuable and delicate works. The library has been here since the 18th century. There's a lot of history in these walls. Why are you interested in the restricted section?
We found some material in Jamie's room that may have come from the restricted section.
Ah, you're talking about his occult diary.
Yes. How did you know?
He spoke about it often. He had a real interest in the occult. When he was at school, he found out that Aleister Crowley had bought a house near here, Beleskin House.
Who is Aleister Crowley?
He was a magician, apparently. Started a religion called Thelema, all about raising ancient gods and deities. He was a fascinating man. He climbed K2, was a brewer, an engineer, a poet, a painter, and a novelist. Quite a busy man. Anyway, he got into the occult at university and joined the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. And people say the Catholics have odd names for things. Anyway, he left that particular group after he fell out with some of the members. Then he started his own religion, based on the idea that a deity, whose name escapes me. Anyway, this deity spoke to Aleister Crowley and told him to write a book. I think he stole the idea from us, but we got there about 2,000 years before him. Anyway, he lived in Scotland for a time, called himself the Lord of Beleskin and dressed in Highland dress. Quite a character for Fort Augustus.
What did this have to do with Jamie?
Sorry, it's a hobby of mine and I get quite into it. It must have rubbed off on Jamie. He got really interested in Aleister Crowley. Not in a serious way, I don't think, but he was reading about him. Showed me his journal. Very detailed. I told him to write a book on the subject, as if we need more books. Anyway, I thought it was good for the boy to have a hobby. Young lad living in an abbey around boring old men all day.
Do you know if he had any other friends?
Not that I knew of. I know he went away for a few days before, met some lads working on one of the farms and got a bit carried away. Didn't see him for a few days, and then when I did, he was a bit worse for wear. That's the young for you, though. Anyway, he sees his mother often. I think that's the only place he goes except for here.
Interesting. Thank you for your time, Father. I'll let you get back to your work.
Yes, thank you, Father. I'm sure we'll be talking about your interests later.
Of course, if you need anything else.
That's all right for now, Abbott. Thank you. You've been very helpful.
Is there anything else we can do for you, Mr. Pembroke?
I'll need to be getting back to the village. It's starting to get dark.
Of course, of course. I'll walk you to the door.
So Jamie was interested in the occult. So is the good father. I wonder if that's unusual for a man of the cloth, or is learning about religions part of the package? I suppose if you have belief, it's worth looking into other beliefs. Unless you're the good Brother Ambrose, not a lot of thinking beyond his own world for that one. He's a bit close to the edge. How far do you want me to move? Into the ditch? Are you drunk, man? What are you doing? Damn idiot. What the... Oi! What are you... Oi, where are you?
That's it for this episode of Pembroke Investigations. Want to dive deeper into Charlie Pembroke's world? Head over to www.pembrokeinvestigations.com for episode extras, sneak peeks, and updates on our next audio project. If you're loving the show, we'd be thrilled to have your support on Patreon. Your contributions keep the stories flowing and the mysteries alive. Plus, you'll unlock behind-the-scenes goodies, early access, and more. Just visit patreon.com/inkandpause to become part of our storytelling team. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time, because here at Pembroke Investigations, the past never stays buried for long.